You've probably heard the story of Martin Luther, a monk who nailed his 95 theses to a church door and stood alone against the corrupt Roman Church. That version is stirring, but it's incomplete. I want to restore a fact that often gets left out. When Luther posted those theses, he had no intention of starting a reformation. He didn't even want to leave the Catholic Church. The document was written in Latin. Ordinary people couldn't read it. He simply wanted to invite a few theologians to debate the practice of indulgences. So why did it explode? Because of two forces he couldn't control. The first was the printing press. Someone translated the theses into German and used Gutenberg's press to reproduce them at scale. Within weeks, they had spread across the German lands. If the theses were a tweet, the printing press was the algorithm that sent them viral. The second was politics. Frederick III, the Elector of Saxony, extended his protection to Luther. The reasons were practical. Regional nobility had long wanted to reclaim the sovereignty the church had taken from them, and supporting Luther turned out to be the perfect lever. Without that protection, Luther would very likely have been burned as a heretic, just as Jan Hus had been a century before. So here's what I'm really getting at. Sincere faith, without the amplification of technology and political power, may not leave so much as a ripple in history. The reason heroes become heroes often comes down to the invisible forces behind them.